This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
A large number of Canadians are always saying they care about jobs. An even bigger percentage of politicians say it. I mean, we were told the whole SNC-Lavalin scandal was really about 9,000 jobs in Quebec. Saving jobs, the rationale behind the $600 million media bailout fund. And when the feds handed out hundreds of millions, even billions, to car companies like Ford, Honda, Chrysler, GM, we were told it's all about saving and creating jobs. I mean, every time a government hands over money to a specific company or group, we're told it's about the jobs. But you know what? There's a far better way to create jobs and juice economic growth than with handouts or subsidies, what have you. And it won't cost taxpayers a cent. In fact, it'll save us money. I'm talking about the removal of trade barriers between the provinces and territories. Interprovincial trade barriers are costing the economy somewhere between $50 and $130 billion a year as governments seek to protect connected industries and professionals from competition. You know, that breaks down to costing us, the average Canadian family, about $6,000 per year. I mean, there's nothing government could do that would even come close to boosting economic growth than by removing interprovincial trade barriers. But it's not easy to take on the special interests that support them. In 2017, yes, there was a new 329-page Canada Free Trade Agreement signed by all the provinces. But of the 329 pages, 167 covered items still protected by trade barriers. But maybe that's about to change thanks to Alberta Premier Jason Kenney, who at the Premier's meeting this week promised to immediately eliminate 13 of his province's 27 trade exemptions while putting the remaining 14 under review. That is a great start. But the aspect, by the way, that so many of us don't seem to understand is that Alberta will benefit even if no other province follows suit by removing barriers. No, individuals and businesses will get to choose from a wider array of goods and services, usually at a lower cost due to the increased competition. You know, with all the restrictions of the 2017 so-called Canada Free Trade Agreement, Perrin Beattie, CEO of Canadian Chamber of Commerce, said that the embarrassing reality is that we often trade more effectively with other countries than we do within Canada. Well, maybe Premier Kenney's actions will be the start of changing that. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.